As a retired school teacher in rural North Central Ohio, Anne Fry never expected to be a meme.
I was kind of flattered. Not everybody gets to be a meme.
Still, it was a personal attack, and it was in response to her support for wind energy. We met in a tiny town in Seneca County, and Fry pointed to a fall field of soybeans, one plot of 300 acres her family purchased in recent years. Some of the land had already been leased to a wind developer for a turbine project.
We were excited for green energy.
But local anti-renewable sentiments were growing, and in the summer of 2021, the Ohio legislature gave locals new power. It passed Senate Bill 52, a law that allows counties to block development of large-scale solar and wind projects. Last November, the Seneca County Commissioners used that law to ban renewable energy projects in parts of the county.
So the commissioners in Seneca County eliminated a possibility of me earning other income off of my land.
I think you're absolutely right about property rights.
Mick McCarthy lives just south of Seneca County in Crawford County, Ohio. He's been campaigning to stop the latest wind farm proposal, a 60-turbine, 300-megawatt project. Apex Clean Energy has signed at least 300 agreements with Crawford County landowners. McCarthy says his neighbor signed with Apex, but he hasn't.
Conservatively, within 1,600 feet of my house, they will be able to construct one of these 650-foot industrial wind turbines. We don't have full rights. We can't enjoy our property. We can't expect to be healthy on our property.
He and others in the anti-wind movement fear health effects. He talks about a study of infrasound, that's barely audible sound that can come from the turbines.
Within 20 minutes, in some cases, people were experiencing these feelings of nausea, pressure, anxiety, because this infrasound that is associated with it is just very new.
The Ohio Department of Health did an assessment of the scientific literature about health and wind farms earlier this year. It found that a wind turbine at 1,000 feet, which is closer than Ohio's law allows, typically generates the same intensity of sound as light traffic at 100 feet. State health officials said that's too quiet to cause negative health outcomes.
Everything that I've read says essentially that there's not a direct causation link yet that they can find statistically to migraines or headaches or some of these other health side effects.
Chris Nye grew up in Crawford County.
Not saying that they won't eventually, right? And we're not willing to be that experiment.
Nye, who was wearing a bright yellow Stop Wind Farms t-shirt, worries about shadow flicker from the blades. They momentarily block sunlight during each rotation. He's concerned that the turbines will affect people's sleep, about unfair lease agreements, and about a turbine catching fire.
We would argue that many of the things that people are scared of are not real and are not going to happen.
Dobby Wilson is Vice President of Public Affairs for Apex Clean Energy. She says no member of the public has been injured by falling turbine parts. She points out that Crawford County has a lot to gain from the wind farm. Apex has agreed to pay the county $81 million over the 30 years of the project. It would pay up to $30 million to the local schools and about $45 million in landowner lease payments, in addition to creating up to 100 construction jobs. Retired farmer David Crum signed a lease with Apex. He says the turbines will supplement everything in Crawford County and bring it into the future.
If I get one, that's fine. But the reason why we're big backers of it, because we think it's a good thing for our community.
Despite this, the county commissioners used the new state law to ban industrial wind energy. But this time, Apex collected signatures for a ballot initiative. Now local voters will decide whether to keep the ban or to allow the wind project. Many yards around Crawford County are adorned with bright yellow signs imploring people to stop wind farms, while few signs support wind energy. Apex's Davi Wilson isn't surprised. She says misinformation is flooding the community.
We keep hoping that the more projects that get built, the more obvious it will be that there's not very much to be afraid of with these things. Unfortunately, we see the opposite. It seems like it's getting more concerning for folks.
Joshua Fergan has seen that too. He's currently a researcher at the University of Minnesota and spent years looking at wind developments in rural communities in South Dakota and Ohio. Fergan points to social media, in particular Facebook community pages, for the rising anti-wind sentiment. He says there are legitimate reasons to be against industrial wind farms. They sometimes mar rural landscapes and can give large farms an advantage over small family farms.
But for whatever reason, I don't see those logical arguments in the Facebook community pages.
Instead, he says Facebook anti-wind groups often focus on extreme, unsubstantiated risks. They link wind farms with cancer, dangerous infrasound, and exploding turbines.
So they have different ways of just like focusing on these most extreme examples to try to make them feel real at that local community.
Fergan's study finds that there's a coordinated network of anti-wind energy activism on Facebook, where non-local actors participate in local issues. Once an anti-wind Facebook community group is formed, Fergan found that these outside interests start pushing their message. It can look like it's coming from the local community, but it's not.
I saw the same people on these Facebook groups all over the United States. I would find the same people that were in Ohio spreading posts were the same people in Pennsylvania spreading posts, same people in New York spreading posts.
Fergan doesn't know who's funding this effort. That information has been difficult to track. But he says the purpose seems to be to create fear, confusion, and disruption around wind energy. Fergan calls the Seneca County project, the one that got blocked by the local community, their baby child.
If it works to a little degree, this low effort kind of campaign to halt renewable energy development in the farmlands is effective. It can work.
On November 8th, when Crawford County, Ohio votes, Fergan says it will be part of deciding whether wind energy can get the support it needs in rural communities to be a real climate solution. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.